Yeah.
I'll ring up the glass people, shall I?
Right.
Yeah. You better get and take all that stuff out of there before somebody nicks it.
Clear up.
All right, mate.
Danish pastry.
Coffee, you know.
Well, it looks like it. Now, if you could stop stuffing down those calories for a minute, you can take charge of this.
What is it?
It's a waxen image of the female form in a state of déshabille. You start naked.
Devil.
How dare you? Miss... You are a hoyden.
I'm not having that. I'm not having your insults. I shall fetch the manager.
Yes, you fetch him, because I suppose certainly shall. I promise you that.
Never mind. You can go down here, dear, for a bit. Dirty old devil, indeed. Bloater paste. Just about her mark.
I understand you've been very rude to Miss Banks. I think she deserves an apology.
I know what Miss Banks deserves.
I don't know what I've done to offend him, Mr.
That's all right, Edna, my dear.
I mean, I try to do my job as best I can. Right. I do try,
yes,
but it's not easy.
No.
I mean, you know, I've got my mum to look after when I get home for the night. It's all the cooking to do and all the cleaning.
Exactly.
I have to do all the washing, all the mending. I mean, it's bad enough just trying to keep ourselves clean and decent. But then just to get a few extra comforts for mum, I have to come here and work all day. 8 or 9 hours on my feet. Trying to be helpful and keep smiling. I don't complain, though. My mum says I'm a treasure. She says I'm a girl in a million. She couldn't wish for a better daughter. And when I get home at night, my only reward is to see her sitting there by the fire with her poor feet gently rocking.
Ah, shut up.
Now, you run off to the canteen and have a cup of coffee.
Have a slice of veal and ham pie, too. You're wasting away.
You must understand, it's very difficult to get good staff these days.
Oh, rubbish. It's just a lack of discipline. I've watched this shop going down for years. When I was a lad, Mummy and me, we used to come here when they knew how to treat a customer. It was always, good morning, my lady. Oh, good morning, young sir. I say, hate the young master to get heligrated in his heat and jacket. I suppose he'll be off to Oxford soon. Could I be of any service to your good selves? A quarter of tea? Certainly, I'll send it out on the electric pentecticon. Too late? Then I'll bring it myself on foot. After all, you only lives about 7 miles out, don't you?
Yes, well, all that's in the past.
Yes, more's the pity. I tell you, I've considered closing my account, and my family have traded here for over 100 years.
You have an account here, sir?
Yes, I have.
Oh, what name?
Hancock, Teddy.
Hancock. Yes, the bookkeeper mentioned your name this morning. It seems there's been an outstanding account.
Yes. Quite. No need to change the subject. There's no excuse for bad service.
It's not the service, it's the customers. They deserve what they get. Stupid women pushing and shoving, shouting their heads off, ordering us about. Who can blame us if we lose our temper sometimes?
A gentleman never loses his temper. It's a question of good breeding. And you cannot whack good breeding. Now you take my lot for a start. I can go back now to Hancock the Red.
Who is he?
Well, he was my father, actually. Yes, the pater was a great friend of Lenin. Yes, dear old Lenin. Len, we used to call him. He was round our house all the time. He'd sit there, eating a great big plate full of samovar. Then he'd have a cup of cocoa. He was a lovely fellow. I saw him only the other day.
Lenin is dead.
Yes. Yes, I thought he was a bit quiet. However, I digress.
Yes, I noticed how you digressed when I mentioned your account.
Evasions. You cannot excuse tardy service and bad temper.
Anyone would be bad tempered if they work here. I don't care how well bred they are.
Rubbish.
Oh, you try it. You wouldn't last a week.
Oh?
Then try it.
Yes?
You work here for a week and not be rude to one customer. And I'll
pay off my account.
Yes.
Done. Right.
All right. Monday morning, 8:30.
I'll be here.
Good.
Good day. Good morning. Ready for another week of giving the great British public the civility and service they deserve? Good morning.
All ready?
Yes, ready.
Then put this on. You're working in the packing department.
The deliveries, they're not ready, see, and they damn well won't be ready till I get someone down here to give me a bit of a hand.
But that's me, I'm the new assistant packer.
Oh, and about damn time too. English. What's your name?
Hancock. Tony Hancock.
Owen Boyen.
Oh, how do you do, Owen, though? Suppose most people call you Paddy. Great guy. sauces and potatoes and dipping in and out of bogs planted peat. Fine people, yes indeed, fine people.
I'm Welsh.
Oh.
I'm from the Rhondda Valley, boyo, where the best coal in the world comes from. But you wouldn't know where that is, would you? You English, you never know nothing. Sitting in comfort and never a thought for those noble lads, sweating away in the bowels of the earth, clawing the coal from the naked rock, risking their lives working in filth and dirt. Thousands of brave Welsh boys digging coal just to keep you warm. Thousands of them, I only use a shovelful a night. No, that's a change you haven't got. Oh, no wonder I'm bitter. Oh, I am bitter. Oh, no wonder I'm bitter.
Yes, I sort of knew you were, you know.
I'm sort of sensitive about things like that.
Well, you'll be bitter too if you've been down there in the bad times. You don't know what the bad times were like.
What were they like?
Bad. Unemployment. Men standing brooding on street corners. Sad-eyed women too proud to beg. Laying empty tables.
Really, as bad as all that?
Oh, terrible it was, terrible. Wicked. Sinful, boy, sinful. We were striking for a living wage. And they tried to force us into submission through starvation. But we wouldn't bend.
Good for you.
So what did they do?
What?
They sent in the army.
No.
Aye, armed troops against women and children.
Sinful, boy, sinful.
Aye, so what did we do? We formed a solid line. Welshmen, arm in arm with Welshmen. A thin line of courage against the might of the English army. The commander shouted an order. They came towards us slowly, slowly. Their bayonets glistening blood red from the setting sun. Their faces fearful. They came towards us. They came on slowly, slowly.
Go back, you murderous swine!
Slowly they came on. The gap between us growing, well, ebbing away like life. Closer they came. We heard the rattle of their rifle bolts as the bullets clocked into the breach.
Don't shoot, there is women and children on you.
Left, right. Now we could see their eyes, evil eyes. Sinful. Oh, sinful boys. But they didn't dare look us in the face. Behind us, one of our women started to sob.
Don't cry, Bloodwin. Courage, woman, courage.
And for a second of eternity, there was a great silence. Then,
up the Welsh, don't you, lads, wait forever. Strike him with a leap, hit him with a daffodils, boy. Bash him with a stamrock, give the ball to Bloodwin. It's a try, how about you, you English devils?
Oh, dear, I went off there, I'm terribly sorry. I do apologize for that. Sorry. But, what happened?
I've got to know what happened. You were standing there, you and your countrymen, a solid line, proud heads held high, unflinching, looking into the jaws of death but unafraid, shoulder to shoulder, men who had been enemies now, united by a common danger, and ready to fight side by side as comrades. Ready to give your lives for the green hills and valleys at the world calls Wales and Wales calls paradise. You stood with their bayonets at your chests, their fingers on the triggers. What happened?
Oh, well, the 5 o'clock whistle blew, so we all went home for our tea.
Your trouble is you've got no system, see? That's the trouble. No system. Now, I tell you what. Look, look. I'll give you a bit of a hand. We'll work out a system. I think you're right. What we need is a bit of a system. Yes, yes. Now, look, look, look. You stuff a bit of paper in the vase. Toss it over to me. I'll pop it in the box. Right?
Right. Okay. Right. Hang on. Get rid of that. Right. Go. You sure?
Yes, yes. Come on, come on. I've been thinking. It would be best if I had a few boxes up on the table ready. Aye, that'd be best.
Yes.
Like that. Gently. There now. Off we go.
Right, now you're sure you're ready?
Come on, come on.
You're quite sure?
Yes. Come on.
You caught it.
Of course I caught it. You can go when I get back.
I want this packed right away. The customer's waiting.
Give it to him.
Be as quick as you can.
Easy could have said, please. Tote that vase. Wrap that bale. Don't remember the hard time with you. You forgot the money. Sinful it was, boy.
Rubber dinghy.
Now then, what happens here? What's this thing?
All right, hang on. Wait a minute. Don't go mad.
And the customer's waiting.
Yes, yes,
that's all the way, you know. Right. Hang on a minute. Compliments of the management. And they're going to need that.
Now, there's a pretty dolly. Do you like a little girl? Never mind. Uncle Bunny has plenty more. You just look around to see one you like.
Stand. How would you like to go back to your old apartment?
Go back? Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that's great. Back to the funeral parlor. Oh, thank you, Mr. Stone. Thank you very much.
We'll take your lunch hour now, and then you can start there in the afternoon. I have a new man I want to try out.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh,
Uncle Bunny, I presume.
Ho, 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 ho. Oh, very comical. Yes, indeed. Very droll. Uncle Bunny, yeah.
Have fun with the kiddies.
I hope you catch myxomatosis.
Oh, look, this is ludicrous. I look like Nanook of the North.
I think you will act like Uncle Bunny, the children's friend. I'll be around if you want me.
Push off.
Uncle Bunny.
Get out of it.
I found a dolly I like.
All right, then give it to me.
You're not Uncle Bunny.
Yes, I am.
You're not. Uncle Bunny is good and kind and gentle.
And I am good and kind and gentle. And if you don't give me the doll, I shall fetch you one round the ear. It's just a joke, you know.
Newton belt up as well.
Hancock, you're on games for the lunch hour.
Games?
The games department.
Oh!
Yes.
I can get out of this, then.
That's right, get out of that
stuff. Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. Dunn. That's fine. I'm sure you made a very wise decision there.
I'll be a minute.
Yes, sir, the head punch ball is quite simple. Any child, it's quite simple. You can play any child.
Young man.
Yes, madam.
How does this thing work?
I don't know. There should be some instructions here somewhere. Yes, yes, here we are. Now, let's see. Yes. Two players, magnetized sticks, move footballers at will.
Well, if it's all right, I shall buy several for my various grandchildren.
Really? Well, I don't know what they don't usually work in our ideas. Let's try and see.
Look, he's off! Look at that! The inside eye! Look at him moving there!
It's wonderful!
Look at him go! Isn't that marvelous?
Hey, we'll try the goalie. Oh. The goalie.
What's a goalie?
He's the man who stops the ball going in the net. Oh. Here we go. Come on. Look at him move there.
Oh, really?
Isn't that marvelous? Oh. Come on, then. Where's the ball? Got the ball.
There it is.
Right, chuck it in then. Off we go. Right, come on. Right, get your stick.
What do I do?
Stick it underneath the board and waggle it about. That's right. You're off. That's it. Good. Wait a minute. Where's the ball?
In the little net at your end.
I see. You're a cunning old thing, aren't you? Right, off we go then. Get your stick. Right, here we go. Right, come on. Up, here we go. Right, wait a minute. And through. Pass. Where's the ball?
In your little net again.
Oh. 2-0, is it? I see. Right, come on, off you go again. All right.
Wait a minute.
No. Offside. Foul.
No.
A definite foul. Foul.
No.
Shoot! I did that time, didn't I? See the way I lift up the wing there like the speed of light. I reckon I'm worth 100,000 quid of any club's money. Now, let's see. That's 23 all, isn't it? Right, come on. Off we go again. Right, come on. Come on.
Hancock!
Come on, then. Back in the middle. That's it. Time. A good result. A draw. Well done. Come on. We'll nip up to the staff room and have a quick rub down.
Mr. Hancock! Well, I wouldn't want to have you playing around with a
box
like this. It
really is. Look, you don't understand. She's promised to buy a dozen sets.
A dozen sets?
Well, she's so impressed by being served by someone of her own class, you see.
Well, young man, I enjoyed that enormously.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Sir.
It absolutely exhausted me. I couldn't bother today. Good afternoon.
Yes, quite. Yes. Well, I'll wrap them up for you now. I'll say... You say you couldn't bother the... But she promised that she would buy a dozen sets for her grandchildren. Really, she did. I'm not kidding. She did say that. I see. Uncle Bunny, is it? Ho, ho, ho. Any little child want to buy a dolly? Ho, ho, ho.